You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. This week, commentator Dr. Cheryl White takes us back in time to the mysterious lost city of Atlantis.
Reaching back into the age of ancient Greece comes a legend that continues to enthrall us, that of the lost city of Atlantis. Technically not a city per se, it was an island mentioned in Plato's famous dialogues, wherein the philosopher details how Atlantis fell from the favor of the gods and was plunged into the ocean. This allegory was picked up by future writers of Western literature, including Sir Thomas More in his Utopia and Sir Francis Bacon in New Atlantis. In these Renaissance works, the legend of a lost ancient city was preserved and then handed down to modern writers who would continue to develop it and promote it. The legend of Atlantis is just that, a legend, as the vast majority of scholars and historians agree. What is interesting is to get at its origin and its ongoing popularity as a literary device for so many. It is even possible that the legendary island did not originate with Plato, but may have come from older Egyptian lore. While that is impossible to know, Plato's dialogue entitled Timaeus puts it this way. In this island of Atlantis, there existed a confederation of kings, of great and marvelous power, who held sway over all the island and over many other islands and parts of the continent. To the casual reader, therefore, Atlantis is not only a real place, but Plato goes on to have much to say about its government and influence. Some of Plato's later students believed this to be a historical account and even wrote as much. By the first century, there are even Roman accounts that attribute the people of Gaul, modern-day France, as having escaped the sinking island of Atlantis and migrated to Western Europe. Then in the 5th century AD, a writer named Proclus further described Plato's Atlantis as having been real. Early Christian writers also alluded to Atlantis, including the noted theologian Tertullian. From that point forward, the quest for Atlantis became part of history and folklore into the present age. Fast forward to 1882, when a new age in the quest for the mythical Atlantis began in earnest with the publication of something called The Antediluvian World by Ignatius Donnelly. This writer drew heavily upon the Old Testament and attributed the loss of Atlantis to the great flood described in Genesis. This late 19th century text is probably the reason the legend of the lost city of Atlantis enjoyed a resurgence in the modern age. Since that time, there have been many locations suggested for the mythical lost city, most of them in the Mediterranean Sea. Interestingly, in 2011, an American scholar working for National Geographic sounded a false alarm in the international community when he claimed that he had found the remains of Atlantis off the coast of Spain near Andalusia. Although his claim was soundly denounced in the academic community, the headlines were just enough to whet the human imagination about the legend of Atlantis all over again. And so it is today in the 21st century, we seek the ever-elusive mythical and legendary, convinced somehow that there is an undiscovered find awaiting us. The lost city of Atlantis is but another rich ancient legend, and nothing more. But that will probably do nothing to deter us from seeking it.
Dr. Cheryl White is an associate professor in the Department of History and Social Sciences at LSUS, and she can be heard each Thursday morning at 7:45 on Red River Radio.